Let's talk about Thanasi. How good was that? Maiden ATP win on home soil. There was emotion. There was everything that came with it. It was just, I mean, it's only early, but 2022 served up a nice little story already.
Yeah, it did. There's no doubt about that. I think the number one thing is there is when you're an athlete and you're, you know, I've lived it. I retired at 21 and I lived with chronic with back problems as from the 15-year-olds onwards. So the roller coaster is quite enormous, and Hamish would know exactly what this feels like, where you actually, you know, you've got a vision in your mind of what you're going to do in your sporting career, and once it doesn't, once you have an area or a patch where it doesn't happen and you're injured, it's always, you know, the doubts starts coming into your mind. Am I going to be ever get there? Will it happen again? If it's happened in the middle of your career. So, and then can you get a volume of work in that actually gives you this foundation where you can trust your body? And when you can do that, that's only the time I think you can really show your wares on a tennis court or a football field or wherever it is, the sport that you play. And for Thanasi, he was able to get that sort of volume of work in. And he's obviously got someone around him that actually could, and maybe his body just matured a bit. He matured a bit also throughout the course of the years, and had 54 matches last year. And when you actually get to play a lot of matches in the lower echelon of the game and you get some wins on the board and then you can transfer that into a bigger event like he did in Adelaide, I think that was the main factor, and that was the most pleasing thing to see, that he's, you know, he could actually just hit the repeat button. And as I said, Hamish, I'm sure you know exactly what that feels like emotionally, you know, it's a bit of a grind at certain times.
Yeah, look, I think certainly that continuity, when you've got it, is probably something that you take for granted. But for an athlete like Thanasi that has suffered so many injuries over his short career so far, to be able to just to hit the court, you know, week in, week out would be huge for him from a mental, you know, point of view, mate. And it wasn't easy for him. He got through Cilic and he got through Isner on the road to Rinderneck in the final. What do you think, Roger? Could this be the making of him? He's 25 years of age, so he's been in the pro circuit for 7 or 8 years. Do you think this is the, you know, the start of some big things to come for Thanasi?
Yeah, look, it can be very much so. I mean, look, if you say to an athlete, look, it might be a bit turbulent, but at 20, you know, I can guarantee you from 25 to 30. You know, 32, you can have a 7-year career where you can just play week in, week out. You'd probably sign up for it. You know, in any code, it's not, everyone takes a different path, and it's whether you can just stay passionate about the sport. I think that's the main thing, is if you can still love the sport and all the things that surround it, that sit under that umbrella, then you've got an opportunity. So he's got a game, Hamish and Hazy, that's, you know, he's got a nice serve. It definitely was a weapon for him during the week, and in the semi, you know, up to the semifinals in the first week, and then he's got this big forehand. He's moving a little better, so yeah, he should be able to get himself into the top 50 players in the world. That should be his goal this year. He's got a real big springboard now. He's 103 in the world, so, and he'll get into the majors if he can just take care of a little bit more business in the first few months of the year. He will get into all the major championships, and that's really big. It gives you a chance to get a bigger volume of points. So I'd expect Thanasi, if he can be sound, that he sits around the 50 market by the end of the year. That should be an expectation that he would like to have.